Welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. I am Quentin McCall. Today's topic is rebound relationships. Now listen very carefully, people. This is a very, very serious issue. Many people are in rebound relationships. I've counseled several people on this issue, and I also have been a party to this problem. Now, a rebound relationship is one that occurs quickly after a breakup. If your relationship has immediately ended and you're attempting to start a new one, you're trying to rebound. If you were in a relationship and you were trying to remove yourself emotionally from the old partner because you've already met the rebound person, then you're seeking rebound relationships. The dangers of a rebound relationship, most importantly, is that it delays your healing. Let me repeat that. It delays your healing. Rebound relationships may numb your pain, but they will delay your healing. They are never fair to you or to the other person, because basically, when you're rebounding, you're attempting to fill a void within your life. You're trying to make up and mask the pain that you're feeling from that old partner. You're trying to heal your heart. You're trying to heal your emotions. You're trying to heal your spirit. You're trying to mask the pain that you're feeling through thinking that you've met your next knight in shining armor, or you met your next queen. We have to understand that once we end a relationship, you have to take time out to evaluate what went wrong and what you can do better for your next relationship. You have to look yourself in the mirror and judge yourself, because you or any of us are ever perfect in every relationship, and every relationship failure is not based on one person, no matter how we may seem to think that way. But none of us are victims. We're all participators of our own pain and problems. When your heart is broken, you're automatically in a vulnerable state, and this puts you in a position to be emotionally and sexually manipulated. Why? Because you're trying to seek a quick fix to a problem that there is no quick fix to. Of course, it's natural to feel vulnerable and needy after a breakup, whether that's a breakup as a relationship, a divorce, a woman who's been widowed, a man who's been widowed, or any loss. Of course, you're in a vulnerable state, but you have to fight that temptation not to be involved and start new relationships, because you will be sexually and emotionally manipulated. You will be. You will be. There's no question of if. You will be, because you're vulnerable. Your heart is open to anything that's going to mask your pain and help you feel better. Think very carefully before you decide to end one relationship and rush into another one. There is no need to rush. Take your time. Heal. Learn to be happy alone. Learn to seek out the core issues of your pain and why are you feeling the way that you're feeling. Get some space. Make some personal reflection on yourself. There's absolutely no need to turn to another man or woman to replace and fulfill something in you that only God can do. You must always be mindful of that. Be very mindful of this. Because see, as we spoke about before, forgiveness brings closure and cleansing to your heart. But if you're rushing into another relationship, you're delaying your healing. So you're not cleansing, nor are you bringing closure. And it's of my prayer and my encouragement that you avoid rebound relationships. And if you're out there and you meet someone who's fresh out of a relationship, do yourself and them a big favor. Give them space. Give them time. A lot of time. A lot of time. And do not rush into a relationship with them, because they're going to leave your heart broken, and in some ways, their heart broken. And one thing about a rebounder, once they begin to heal from the pain that they tried to get you to take them away from, they will leave you. Until next time, always remember, today is the day to be happy.